All right, welcome back, everyone. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into something that's pretty interesting, I think, hot yoga.
Okay.
And specifically, we're going to be looking at a studio in Lund, Sweden called Higher Sense Hot Yoga Lund. And we're using website excerpts that you provided.
Great.
So what's really caught my eye about this is they highlight different heat levels, like warm and hot, and the benefits of practicing in these conditions.
Interesting.
Have you ever tried hot yoga?
I have, yeah, I have.
Yeah, I've dabbled a little bit, but I'm really curious to learn more about how they approach it.
Yeah, sounds fun.
So let's see. They're located right by Mårten Storget, which seems like a pretty strategic choice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That central location likely makes the studio really accessible to a wide range of people.
Yeah.
And that could contribute to that community vibe they seem to be going for.
That's true. And speaking of community, I noticed they're super active on social media,
Well, yeah.
Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, even LinkedIn.
Wow, that's covering all the bases.
Yeah, it seems like they're really trying to create a buzz and foster this sense of belonging.
Yeah, very smart.
But let's get back to the actual practice for a second.
Okay.
They offer warm classes at 30 to 32 degrees Celsius, hot classes at a toasty 38 to 40 degrees, and even regular room temperature options. I'm wondering, what's the advantage of having these different temperatures?
Well, it's actually a really smart approach
Yeah.
because it caters to different comfort levels and experience levels, right?
Right.
Someone new to hot yoga, they might find the 40-degree heat pretty daunting.
Oh, yeah.
So starting with a warm class
Yeah.
allows for a gentler introduction.
Makes sense.
It's all about finding the right level to challenge yourself, but without feeling overwhelmed.
I'm already feeling warmer just thinking about it.
I know, right?
They mentioned some pretty interesting benefits for practicing in the heat, like improve muscle relaxation and flexibility.
Yeah, the heat really does act as a catalyst for deeper stretches.
Really?
Yeah, warm muscles are more pliable, so you're able to reach new levels of flexibility.
Makes sense.
And they also highlight the potential for increased oxygen supply and circulation.
Now that you mention it, I have read that the heat causes blood vessels to dilate, which leads to better blood flow. Yeah,
Exactly.
so maybe that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, and this can translate to improved cardiovascular health and a boost in energy levels, which I find fascinating.
Very cool.
Yeah, they also talk about toxin elimination through sweating, which is a pretty common claim in hot yoga circles.
Okay, so we've got the physical benefits, but what about the mental side of things? Because they mention stress reduction and finding inner peace.
Yeah.
How does that tie into hot yoga specifically?
Well, hot yoga demands a certain level of mental focus and discipline, right?
Yeah.
Just staying present in that heat can be a challenge in itself.
Yeah, I bet.
And this focus translates into a meditative quality, helping to calm the mind and quiet those racing thoughts.
So it's like a workout for your mind and body.
Exactly. Yeah, simultaneously.
I'm starting to see the appeal,
Yeah.
but honestly, practicing in 40-degree heat sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure adapting to that takes time. What do they say about that?
They offer some really practical advice, actually.
Okay.
They strongly recommend starting with the warm classes
Okay.
to gradually acclimatize to the heat.
All right, so kind of easing into it.
Yeah, exactly. Easing into it, listening to your body.
That makes a lot of sense. You don't want to shock your system.
Exactly, yeah. And they also emphasize the importance of regular practice,
Oh.
suggesting daily sessions, if possible, to
Oh.
build up that heat tolerance.
Sounds like commitment's key.
Absolutely, yeah. And they encourage viewing the heat as a tool for deeper concentration rather than an obstacle.
Interesting.
It's about learning to work with the heat to find that inner stillness, even in the midst of a challenge.
That's a powerful perspective.
I think so.
But let's get down to the practicalities for a minute.
Sure.
What do they recommend bringing to class? I imagine you need more than just a yoga mat for this.
Of course, of course. So a yoga mat is essential, and you'll definitely want a towel to manage all the sweat.
Right.
Hydration is crucial, so a water bottle is a must.
Of course.
And they also mentioned bringing a padlock for the lockers.
Good to know.
Yeah.
What about clothing? Any tips there?
Yeah, they recommend breathable, moisture-wicking fabrics,
Okay.
like tights or shorts paired with a tank top. Avoiding cotton is key.
Oh, I can
Yeah.
imagine. You don't want to be soaked in a heavy sweat drench.
Sure, definitely not, no.
Speaking from experience, I can definitely vouch for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our tire sorted.
Uh-huh.
What about the studio itself? What's the check-in process like?
They seem pretty organized.
Okay.
Doors open 25 minutes before class for check-in,
Plenty of time.
which gives you plenty of time to settle in. Yeah.
And then do they lock the doors or anything?
Yeah, they do. They lock the doors 5 minutes before the class starts,
Makes sense.
which makes sense for security
Yeah.
and to minimize distractions.
I like that. I feel like a structured environment really helps create that sense of calm and focus.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about booking and cancellation policies? Any surprises there?
The booking process is all online, which is pretty standard these days.
Yeah.
But what I appreciate is their emphasis on canceling at least 8 hours in advance if you can't make it.
It's all about respecting everyone's time, right?
Exactly, yeah. It allows the instructors to plan accordingly,
Right.
and it ensures that class sizes are manageable.
I see.
It's a considerate approach that benefits everyone.
Now let's circle back to this whole community aspect. I'm really intrigued by these events that they have, like Yoga on the Bridge by Borgby Slot and Lund Open House 2023.
Oh, cool.
These seem like more than just your average yoga classes.
They definitely go beyond the studio walls. Yeah.
Yeah.
These events are all about shared experiences, fostering connection,
Yay.
extending that sense of belonging.
Yeah.
It seems like they're integrating yoga and wellness into the very fabric of the community.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
They even have an email list for updates,
Okay.
and they encourage people to reach out directly with questions.
That's great.
It seems like they're really committed to creating this welcoming and supportive environment.
It's definitely apparent, yeah. They're not just offering a service, they're building a community.
Yeah, I'm really feeling their passion for what they do.
I agree.
They seem genuinely invested in helping people thrive both physically and mentally. All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
For sure.
We've explored the different heat levels, the potential benefits, the studio's emphasis on community, even some of the practicalities.
Yeah, we've laid a solid foundation for understanding what Higher Sense Hot Yoga Lund is all about.
Absolutely.
But there's still so much more to uncover.
Oh, I know.
In the next part, we'll delve even deeper into the specifics of their approach to hot yoga and what makes it so unique.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sounds good. Welcome back.
So we were just talking about how Higher Sense emphasizes community building,
Yeah.
but I'm still curious about like the nuts and bolts of their hot yoga practice.
Yep.
Like what sets them apart in terms of their approach?
Well, they seem to have a very holistic view of hot yoga, blending the physical with the mental and emotional.
Right.
They list a range of benefits on their website, and it's clear that they've considered how these benefits work together to create a well-rounded experience.
Yeah, they mentioned muscle relaxation and increased flexibility as key benefits.
Yeah, and the heat really plays a crucial role here.
Okay.
Imagine your muscles as tightly wound coils. The heat acts like a warm bath, gently loosening those coils and allowing them to stretch further. This can be incredibly beneficial for anyone, but especially for those with tight muscles or limited range of motion.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They also mentioned something about increased oxygen supply and circulation. Is
Yes.
that really a thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Heat causes your blood vessels to expand, which improves blood flow throughout the body.
Okay.
This means more oxygen is reaching your muscles and your organs,
Wow.
which can lead to increased energy levels and even enhanced cognitive function.
Really?
Think of it as a natural energy boost.
I like that.
Yeah.
And they talk about detoxification through sweating. Is that as beneficial as they claim?
Sweating is your body's natural way of flushing out toxins and impurities.
Right.
So in that sense, yes,
Okay.
hot yoga can definitely amplify that process.
I see.
But
Yeah.
it's important to remember that sweat is mostly water and electrolytes.
Right.
So replenishing those fluids afterward is essential.
Right. Hydration is key, especially in that kind of heat. I'm
Exactly.
curious about their take on the mental benefits, because they mentioned stress reduction in inner peace. How exactly does sweating it out in a hot room lead to those states?
Well, it's not just about the physical exertion.
Yeah.
Hot yoga requires intense focus and mental discipline.
Right.
You're constantly adjusting your breathing, maintaining proper form, and staying present despite the heat.
Okay.
And this can create a meditative state. quieting the mind and allowing for a sense of inner calm.
So it's like mindfulness training in a sauna.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about training your mind to stay focused even when things get uncomfortable.
Right.
And this translates into resilience and stress management skills that you can carry with you off the mat.
I love that. It's not just about the physical workout. It's about developing mental strength and resilience.
Absolutely.
But let's be honest, not everyone is comfortable with intense heat.
Yeah, that's true.
What do they suggest for those who might feel intimidated by the 40-degree classes?
Well, Higher Sense is very mindful of different comfort levels.
Okay.
They strongly encourage beginners to start with the warm classes.
Right.
To acclimatize to the heat gradually.
All right. So kind of like dipping your toes in the pool before jumping in head first.
Exactly.
It's a much more pleasant approach, I imagine.
Absolutely, yeah.
They also emphasize the importance of regular practice, ideally daily, if possible, to build up your heat tolerance over time.
Yes.
But it's not just about physical adaptation. It's also about mental preparation.
Right.
What do you mean?
They encourage students to shift their perspective on the heat.
All right.
To see it as a tool for deepening their practice rather than an obstacle to overcome.
Interesting.
It's about embracing the challenge and using it to cultivate mental focus and determination.
That's a really empowering way to look at it.
Yeah. It's not about fighting the heat. It's about working with it.
Yeah.
Using it to your advantage.
Right. Now, I know they have a strong community vibe.
Yeah.
But what exactly are they doing to foster that sense of connection?
Their approach is multifaceted.
Okay.
They're active on social media, sharing inspiring content, engaging with their followers.
Right.
They host unique events.
Yeah.
Like Yoga on the Bridge by Borch B. Slot, which sounds incredible.
Yoga with a view. That's so cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like
it. It's about creating shared experiences that go beyond the typical studio setting.
Yeah.
And they're also very responsive to inquiries.
Okay.
And encourage open communication, fostering a sense of trust and belonging.
It's impressive how much thought they've put into creating this holistic experience.
Yeah.
It's not just about the physical practice. It's about fostering a supportive and welcoming environment for everyone.
It's clear that they genuinely care about their students' well-being, both on and off the mat.
I'm really starting to understand what makes Higher Sense so special. It's more than just a hot yoga studio. It's a community hub for personal growth and transformation.
I agree.
But before we get too carried away, we still need to unpack some of the finer details of their approach to hot yoga.
Yeah, you're right.
We've laid out the foundation, but now it's time to delve deeper into the specifics of their practice and explore what makes it unique.
I'm ready when you are.
So we've learned so much about Higher Sense Hot Yoga Lund.
We have.
And I have to say, I'm really impressed.
Me too.
I think it's time we brought you, the listener, into the conversation a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
What are your thoughts? What's resonating with you the most about Higher Sense so far?
Yeah, what piqued your interest? Is it the variety of classes?
Right, right. Or maybe it's their emphasis on community.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's all these interesting potential benefits we've been discussing.
Right. And even more importantly, how do you envision hot yoga fitting into your own life? Would you be drawn to the challenge?
Yeah.
The potential for stress reduction?
Right.
Or maybe the sense of community that they seem to have cultivated so well?
Yeah, those are great questions to consider.
Definitely.
Because ultimately, the decision of whether or not to try hot yoga is a personal one.
Absolutely.
But I think we can both agree that Higher Sense offers something truly special.
It's not just about the physical practice.
Right.
They've really created a space for personal growth, connection, well-being.
And they've managed to do it with a sense of warmth and authenticity.
Definitely.
That really shines through.
Yeah, their passion really comes through.
Yeah, it's clear they're passionate about what they do, and that passion is contagious.
I agree.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to step out of my comfort zone and give hot yoga a try.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll see each other in a warm class at Higher Sense someday.
That would be great. And to our listener, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep learning, and keep embracing new experiences.
Yeah, that's it for our deep dive into Higher Sense Hot Yoga Lund.
That was fun.
Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery.
Until next time.
Until next time, stay curious, stay hydrated, and remember, sometimes the most rewarding experiences are found outside of our comfort zones.
That's a good one.
We'll catch you on our next deep dive adventure.